Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
No, it's counted down already. Oh, there it is.
Yep. Yeah, what do we know? Listen, we got the little mics today.
Yes, we're good.
Didn't forget those. That was comical last week. Yeah, we're all on, ready to go. Man, like we're pros. There it is. Okay. Holy smokes, show number 22. I am one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofulli Foo.
How about that, the Doodoo and Foo show, and... Episode 22.
22.
So now I believe that you're the expert in numbers, because 22, I feel like there's some pretty good ones.
Oh, yeah. There's, how about Elgin Baylor?
Elgin Baylor. Yeah. See, Baylor.
Yes. Yeah, Jim Palmer, right?
He's, Jim Palmer. Okay.
Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith. That's one sports people should know. I should know that.
Even Clyde Drexler.
Clyde.
I know this because he's my guys on my teams, like Mike Bossy and Dave DeBuscher. I mean, Hall of Famers we mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. I don't remember Bossy.
For the Islanders, yeah.
Oh, for the Islanders.
Mike Bossy, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
NHL.
Yeah.
If it's not named Bobby Orr, Ray Bourque, or a Bruin,
yeah.
And Wayne Gretzky, I probably don't know him. Yeah, 22 weeks, and you just said you might grow out the Fu Man for the six-month episode.
For one day.
mine is so white, like my hair. Like right now, if I grew my hair, because I have hair, I tell the basketball players all the time, I'm like, are you bald? I'm like, no, I have hair. I can grow it out, but I look like Santa Claus. Yeah. Like it's just straight white. My face now is all white. Easy for me to grow out. Not terribly difficult, but I'll get back to you on that. Is that next week, six-month mark? No.
It'd be sure. Oh, no, that'd be show 23, huh? Yeah. No, show 24 would be a six-month mark, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's my fault. Yeah. 52 weeks, right?
52. Oh, yeah, it would be 24. Yeah, I think, you know what
so
I was
26.
Doing? I was going six times four is what I was doing.
Man,
4 weeks.
Speeding
six,
things
right?
up here. I'm trying to slow them down.
Yeah,
here we
I
go.
Know. You're busy, I know.
No. Yeah, we got some stuff cooking here now. I got to get to this.
Yeah,
got a flag from the Las Vegas Aces.
Oh, nice!
And we got a Kelsey Plum bobblehead.
Hey, there you go.
Mona, Bo and Mona.
Mona.
I got to tell you in a second what she does, but she was at an Aces game.
Yep.
And was and came over and gave me this the other day. So thank you, Bo and Mona, for the gifts.
Oh, that's
of
cool.
course, it's pretty appropriate that Kelsey Plum has committed to helping out our team, and her new shoes dropped yesterday.
Oh,
so
nice.
She has a new shoe.
Right, yeah.
So it's kind of glad that things kind of happening timing-wise the way they are, because, and I just sent her all the new sizes, hopefully we get the brand new shoe. Yeah, but whatever ones we get would be phenomenal.
Of course.
Excited to connect with her. They're a little busy still. You know, she went from WNBA to Olympics to back to WNBA. Yeah. They played last night, had a little bit of a rough patch last night, but but we're still big fans either way. And here we go. Awesome. Let's unveil.
We'll break it now. Awesome. We'll
break it. There we go. There we go. Whoa, hey.
Nice catch.
Kelsey.
There we go.
She's got the little bun on top, number 10. Jeez, she's going to
fit right there.
She's hanging with the show today. Kelsey Plum.
Yeah, perfect.
In the house. We'll find a spot up here on the wall for this. It's funny, you know, I was looking at some of the stuff. I've had the old set had this up there, and on camera you can't see what it is, but it is the Las Vegas Aces shirt, towel. And the reason I liked it is because it's our Las Vegas, our CSM blue.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got Aces. We got plenty of Aces stuff. I got some Aces stuff over there. I got a WNBA ball right here. But thank you, Mona. So Mona, is you know, she's the cheer coach here. Yep. Cheer coach. Private stuff, public school. She was over at Bonanza when I was there. And Mona is on, geez, I can't remember the name of it, is on the dance team for the Aces that performs during the show. They have, I'm not going to say the age, but it's an over number of women, older women, I'm going to get myself in trouble here.
Older than what you normally find on those teams.
Older than the players.
Yes, there you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
And they are called, gosh, what are they called, Mona? They're called the Ace of Spades or something like that. Something, but it's that dance team. So she's still dancing and performing.
Good for her, man.
And so she was at the game and snatched that up and was thoughtful enough to drop it off for me. And it's going to live here now on our set. I don't know. What do you think, Kelsey Plum? Is that a good spot? On the Doodoo and Foo show and Doodoo Foo and Plum Dog.
There you go.
How about that? So yeah, thank you for them, and we'll get this up on the wall somewhere here within the office.
Perfect.
And
yeah.
I had to clear some space. Julie and Trent were just in, and my candy jar was empty, and Julie gave me the business.
Oh,
like,
should be replenished.
What the heck are you doing? So I just ran to the dollar store and got some. What do we got? Butterfingers. We're not going to do a top five.
No.
Butterfingers, $100,000 bar, Crunch, Tootsie Roll, some Dots, some Baby Ruths I see in
Three
there. Three
Musketeer.
No, that's a Baby Ruth.
The little square one, okay.
Yep, that's the color of the Baby Ruth.
Okay.
So there you go, Julie, if you're watching. Filled it up. And yeah, we're thanking everybody. Thanks, Brett and Bucci, for the lemonade brisk. So yeah. Whew. Yeah, tell us about your drive here. What happened? It took you a minute to get here.
It did take me a minute. Rose, down the one lane, construction. That's no shocker to anybody that lives out here. But yeah, man, today it took from drive time to house to pick up a little bit of the little bit of the food for later that I picked up to here. Took over an hour.
Yeah. It's crazy you say that if you live here. You know, and you were just saying that on one part of that drive, finally cleared up.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah.
But now you got this part of the drive that all of a sudden now is all is bonkers. Yeah. I've been saying it. I think we talked about it on a couple shows. I'm so lucky from my right, you know, I get right on the highway. It's still for as many years as I've been coming here, I've probably hit real traffic on the way here twice.
Twice.
In
all
these years. It's just a straight shot, 75 miles an hour,
boop,
and I'm here.
Yeah.
Usually in about 20 minutes.
Keep leaving
ride
at
home,
the same time. A little different.
Depends
on
what time I get out of here.
Sure.
But still, it's unless there's an accident or cop or something, it at least moves, stay about 35, 40 on the highway.
Yeah.
It takes me probably 25 to 30 minutes to get home, but usually about 20 minutes to get here.
Yeah.
But yeah, Vegas. Vegas traffic is undefeated. It wins every time.
It does. It beats you. No doubt
about it. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I got a limited script today. We're gonna make the most of it. I got a couple blind rankings. I got a couple questions. I got a top nine. I gotta get you. We'll get to all those in due time. And look at now. I got a high. Look at this, you guys. I have the John Wooden Pyramid of Success Leadership. Right.
It's awesome. Yeah.
And the reason I have that here is so Mikey can't see the answers.
No.
Where's your bib?
The bib is at the house right now.
Hanging up.
Thinking about maybe bringing it here and hanging it up. I don't know. I don't want to get it dirty.
Yep. No, that was good. That was a classic. Got a lot of good comments on that. Yeah. Our buddy Eric Weitz called, texted after the show. Yeah. I mean, geez, those were a lot of years, man. A lot of years between the three of us, really. All different forms and fashions of friendship. It's pretty cool that somebody like Eric is checking us out on Instagram. Yeah. Oh, that's nuts, man. I love it. Very cool. Who you got, Mike Tyson or Jake Paul?
Mike Tyson.
Really? Honestly?
Honestly.
Oh, I think Tyson's going to get hurt.
Well, he could, but he still packs a punch, man.
He does. Listen. All right. I got to be real tricky with this one, right?
Yeah.
Yvonne Wade and Coach Larry Wade, I got to be real tricky with how I word this. I don't love this fight. I think Mike Tyson's going to get hurt.
Okay.
He's 60.
Yep.
I don't care if he can pack a punch or not. He's going to be gassed after 2 minutes.
If he doesn't get to him quick enough, right, he's got to be able to take a punch himself at this age. But
Jake Paul, listen, say what you want. Jake Paul, right, he hasn't taken a punch from Tyson. It's also a 60-year-old Tyson. He's not going to fade in the first three or four rounds. But Tyson is dramatically. I'm nervous, man. I don't love this fight. I like nothing about it. Mm. I fear, I don't fear death for this, but man, he's older, man. I don't want to see a Dooku Kim. I don't know if you remember that fight. I don't want to see somebody get hurt or worse in the ring. And I worry about Mike Tyson. I get it. I understand the whole, I understand the whole scheme with Jake Paul. He wants to get relevant. He wants to make money. He does all the right things. I know he wants to. I'd love to see him start to fight better fighters and better fighters and better fighters, like legit.
Yeah.
You know, I know we say that, and there's always a knock on who he fights. I don't know. Just the Mike Tyson thing, I think, is cool. Probably a gazillion dollars if this fight happens. But I want to see him take a bigger step forward in professional boxing, not Mike Tyson. I'm worried about Mike, man. Worried about him.
Are they wearing headgear?
I don't think so.
Are the gloves
this
bigger?
This one's sanctioned. This is a sanctioned fight.
The gloves probably aren't
it
bigger.
It originally was going to be an exhibition. Now, the only thing, from what I understand, I think there's ounces in the gloves or something like that. Jeez, I wish we had Larry Wade. Maybe I'll have him call in next week. He would be able to give us some insight on it. But the biggest difference is two-minute rounds. That's the biggest difference.
Yeah, of course, sure.
But I believe, from what I've seen, it has become now a sanctioned fight. I don't know, man. I don't have a good feeling. And Mike Tyson is one of Julie's probably favorite three people in the world.
Okay.
In the world.
All right.
Outside of family and friends. Sure. But I'm saying people she doesn't know is Mike Tyson for Julie, a new addition just recently, and she is head over heels addicted to this person, Johnny Cash.
Okay.
I mean, we watched a movie just recently, Walk the Line, I think it's called.
Yeah, good movie.
She's read a couple books of his, thick, big autobiographies, and she'll tell me at the end of the day, you know, we sit and talk about our day, talk about our work, and then we get into other stuff, and she'll sit here and tell me stuff about Johnny Cash, and I'm like, holy smokes. Just watched a documentary. Like, she is addicted to learning more about Johnny Cash. Shirts, the whole nine.
All right.
Isn't that funny how that just happens?
Yeah, that happens.
Something catches your attention. And we listen to a lot of Johnny Cash at home.
Okay.
Hey, Alexa, play some Johnny Cash. But yeah, Mike Tyson's one of her all-time faves. So I'm nervous for her if things don't go well, too. But I'll still be shocked if this fight happens, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah. If it doesn't happen right, I would not be shocked if it does not happen right.
Yeah.
Know what you're saying, yeah.
And it's tough because, you know, you got fighters like Canelo. There's some fighters out there, but boxing is in such a fog right now. There's no real, you know, there's no guys that you really want to see that super bout.
Yeah, boxing's not what it was either. You know, I don't know who these headliners are anymore or the go-to boxer, so to speak, but boxing's totally different now, no doubt.
Nah, show me some Vinny Pazienza.
Yeah, go way back. Show me some Zab Judah. Marvin Hagler,
some Marvin Hagler, Hearns.
Yeah, Hearns. Sugar Ray. Yeah, Roberto Duran.
And I know we're kind of dating ourselves, but I even love the competitive Floyd stuff and the Manny.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tune in for Evander. And I can't name more than four or five boxers right now.
No.
And maybe I don't even know who I'd like to see. I don't have a name right now that I'd like to go, like, I don't even, like, Riddick Bowe or even the Klitschko brothers. I mean, not bad to watch, but right now I can't even tell you who I want to see boxing. I mean, Paul Tyson is it.
That's it. One of the kids, I forget the class and his name, though. He's a belt holder and the champion. I forget what weight class. He's actually from Omaha.
Is that
the
right?
Kid. Yeah, I'll have the name next week. I forget the kid's name. It's escaping me right now.
Yeah. But one of the major belts.
Yeah. And I forget what weight class, but yeah, he's from Omaha.
Yeah. And boxing, how much do you think UFC, the emergence of UFC has kind of hurt boxing? Do you think there's any, like, some really big names that went UFC that if it wasn't around, maybe?
I don't know. People that follow.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Boxing, if they still follow, because we have boxing matches sometimes at our place. You know, we've had the ESPN, you know, top rank ESPN at our place, and still people that are into boxing, they come to see the boxing.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if UFC took away from, you know, the boxing fan.
Yeah,
like all of a sudden, you know,
I don't mean
like,
take away from the fans. I'm saying, are there any UFC fighters that if UFC didn't exist, might end up being boxing right now? Conor McGregor, or
there could be a couple in general. I'm sure. Yeah,
John Jones, the. Like some of those tough dudes, like are those the names and the personalities and the faces that boxing's missing because UFC has snatched them up? Because I'd much rather watch UFC right now than boxing because I don't know boxers.
Yeah.
Canelo. I mean,
I couldn't. Yeah, I'm not too much into the boxing as I was once was. I'll be honest with you, Dan. I really never got into the UFC.
Okay,
know a little bit about it. Know some of the names. Chuck Liddell always used to come in. Ortiz used to always come into our place.
Forrest Griffin lives here in Vegas too.
Forrest Griffin. Muir went to Bonanza.
Frank Muir went to Bonanza.
I couldn't tell you who holds what belt and what weight class.
So Julie and I, this is how long we've been together. We watched UFC 1.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, but back in the day, the first, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 10 UFCs were, there's no weight classes.
Okay.
There's no rules, like very few rules, like groin and eye gouges were out. Everything else was all good. And, with no weight classes, it was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Hoist Gracie, Tank Abbott, some of those original OG dudes. I actually have, I believe, UFC 1 or 2. I have it on VHS. We recorded it.
Yeah.
So I've kind of dabbled in following UFC. But it's not one of my... I'll tune in if it's a name I guess that's my point with this whole conversation is boxing doesn't have a name that makes me want to tune in right now.
No,
And at least UFC, there's some guys like Conor McGregor came on. I'd watch him just because I love the show.
It's going to be a show.
The way he talks. Man, when him and Floyd, the pre-production shows they put on, the little mini concerts where they talk about each other.
Yeah.
Listen, you go to YouTube and you pull it up. I could watch those all day.
Yeah.
He calls him a little schoolboy. You little schoolboy with your backpack. Look at you with your little peanut head. And,
he's funny. Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's a show, no doubt.
It's a show. Yeah.
He's marketing himself good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has. But we'll see as we get a little closer to Tyson Jake Paul. I had the opportunity this past weekend to go down to Arizona. Julie and I went down for called a Hidden Gem showcase for high school kids from a lot of different states, California, Arizona, Nevada. There's quite a few Las Vegas kids down there. My buddy Lou Roberts, who runs Big City Sports, former homicide detective here in Las Vegas.
Man,
he's
Lou, yeah.
an assistant with the Bishop Gorman girls, who just won the state championship this past year. Him and an old friend of mine, Chad Groth, who was the director of player personnel and development and recruiting, or whatever his title was, with the Globetrotters for many, 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 many years. So they're doing events. They do a lot of guys' events and boys' events. And they did a phenomenal job down there. It was 96 girls.
Wow.
Sandra Day O'Connor High School, beautiful high school. I got the opportunity to speak to all the girls. And you know what my message was?
What's that?
Take a guess. Take one guess. Let's put you on the spot. What was my message to 96 potential Coyotes?
I know you're big on academics.
Yeah.
And big on having fun. But,
it was my coach's corner from last
week. Yeah, there you go.
Exact word for word.
Yeah.
I said, raise your hand. Who can shoot?
Yeah, yeah.
Who can rebound? Yeah. Who can defend? Yeah. Put your hands down. None of it matters.
Yeah.
It's not what you're capable of. It's what you're willing to do.
That is a good one, man. Yeah, for sure.
And parents all heard it. It was a gym full of people and
yeah.
kind of talked to them about all that stuff. And, you know, it's it helps that you can do those things, but if you're not willing to do it, what does it matter?
Right.
So that whole thing. It was a really phenomenal event. Well put together. I hope they can get one cooking here in Vegas at some point. It's a little tricky in Vegas. Number one, because, boy, they had to have had maybe 20 college coaches there, which is great for yeah. the young athletes. And the reason is because so many coaches are right in that Phoenix area. Not a terrible yeah. drive, even a couple hours, right? Coach Marcy from Salt Lake flew in.
Oh, wow.
So Salt Lake Community College was represented. Yeah, it was,
very
good. 4-year schools. It was really good for me to network with the coaches that I'm getting ready to compete against.
Yeah,
I met, I think, almost all but one or two, the coaches in my new division. I'm the only male coach. All female coaches in the ACCAC Division I. Yeah.
Was Breeze coach there?
Breeze coach was one that wasn't.
The one that wasn't, yeah, okay.
And she wasn't there. So it was great. It was I got an opportunity to talk to two or three kids, met one player's parents, talked to a girl yesterday. Her name is America, and I offered her yesterday. She's a junior this year, has already scored 1,400 points in high school. She's a junior.
Wow.
Going into her junior year. 1,200, maybe it was 1,200.
Wow.
Hit 1,000 points as a sophomore.
Yeah, good for her.
She's all right. She might be all right.
You think she can play then?
If America's watching. No, we offered her a spot, you know, and I told her it's the long haul. You know, I like to get to, especially kids with her talent level, is get to know them early, build that relationship with her family. When we come down and play, invite her to games to see us play, you know, Phoenix teams.
Yeah.
And she was very excited. I'm going to shoot her a message actually after this and say, hey, how did it feel? Because she reposted on social media and it kind of caught fire. And, you know, CSN offers America. And, really, really cool story. And then a couple other kids I'm talking to, seniors, which would be here next year. And it's fun for me because this year I get to get some recruit some out-of-state kids.
Sure.
So
yeah,
great event. A lot of fun. We got to hang out with the Tates. We hung out with Dewan and Rashida.
Very good. That's
went
awesome.
To Top Golf down there. And yeah, he said to say hi because
yeah, of course. Tell him I said
he's
hi.
Still watching the.
I was watching Dewan.
Yeah,
what's up?
Dewan's doing well. So yeah, those events are very helpful. And you know, I don't know if you seen much about the potential or the possibility, or maybe it's already happening, of the NIL money creeping into high school. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't. No, come on now.
Yeah,
I didn't see that. Wow,
what does that do to sports? What's the future of college sports, in your opinion, right now, the way it's going? How fast NIL has changed everything?
I could keep kids there a little bit longer, I guess. I didn't like the idea when I first heard about it. I thought it would change college sports, and it has already.
Yeah.
You know, even this transfer portal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the NIL, I don't know. I get it because if their pitcher's on a game, right, the first question is, how come I don't get kickback from that?
Yep.
I get that.
Yeah.
But then again, college is amateur sports, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know, who was it? It was either Pitino or Saban. I forget which one it was. I said, at what point?
Pitino.
Was it Pitino said they're going to want $2 million a year? Yep. Or and one of them said, or somebody said, at what point is a kid going to want to transfer halfway through the season to another school?
Yeah.
You know, where does it end? How do you stop it? I don't know.
And if the NCAA stops it, control it? Sued. And,
yeah.
It's a lot. I don't know. I think there's some pros and cons to the NIL stuff.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when I worked at the Monte Carlo running the pool, the cocktail servers, and I think probably the same at a lot of casinos. I know the Red Rock is the same. Probably most casinos, major casinos. When they hire cocktail servers at the pool, they create a position called cocktail server / model.
Yeah.
Same type of thing. Server. Is they're going to use you on the marketing.
Yeah.
So you need to get paid as that position. So there's some similarities to that where, like you said, if you're getting used to promote the team in the school that's making millions and millions of dollars, you should have your cut. Or, you know, as Ed O'Bannon and Charles O'Bannon, I think it was Ed O'Bannon, you're using my likeness on a video game.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Millions of dollars. Yeah. And how am I not getting compensated for that? So I think there's some benefit. I think this is going to rapidly change. I think eventually, I'm hoping I'm still coaching at this point, that college sports will just straight up be a business. It's a business. Well, and those with the best business models will have the best teams.
Right, and if you're going to pay these kids like pros, at what point do you make the rules like pros in basketball? You got the 4 quarters, 12-minute 4 quarters,
right?
6 fouls and you're out.
Yeah, or even similar shot clock.
Similar shot clock. Even in college football, 2 feet and you're inbound. You got to have 2 feet to be inbounds now, you know?
You want to make it as similar as possible, which I think they kind of should anyways, for the most part. Yeah, shot clock, actually, little subject twist, is Nevada is getting the shot clocks. So they're starting to install them now in high schools.
Okay, good.
So I had, we have a little, just a light malfunction here in our gym, and I had the Datronics rep come, who's the company.
Yeah.
And I said, it's a slow time of year. He goes, slow time of year? We're putting shot clocks in almost every Clark County school district gym, and I think it's a 2-year rollout, but the money's been approved, and this is what I understand. I don't know this to be fact, but I mean, if he said it, his company's the one putting them in the gym.
It's legit.
We finally,
because
I'll never forget, I may have told the story before, I don't think on this show, the first high school game I went to out here was at Faith Lutheran, and Faith Lutheran was fairly new. This is a long time ago. Faith Lutheran was a fairly new school itself. Nice gym. I didn't know anybody. I mean, this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I go check a girls game. So it's right down the street from my house. I get in, I go over, I went by myself, sit up in the middle of the stands, not a lot of people there, watching the game, and I'm going, heck is the shot clock? Where do they put the shot clock? Like, where is it? I'm sitting here, I'm telling you, half the game I'm going. But they weren't, you wouldn't even know because they were getting up shots. It was, wouldn't even have been violations. They were just playing basketball. They weren't stalling, none of that stuff. And so these people in front of me were super nice. And I think it was during a timeout or something. I'm like, excuse me, where's the shot clocks? And they were like, no shot clocks here in this state. And I was like, what? Blew my mind. And of course, I got to coach 8 years with no shot clock.
Right.
So I'm glad that they're putting it in, I guess. I don't know. What do you think? High school, should they have shot clock or matter, not matter?
Yeah, no. I like the shot clock. Now, do you make the shot clock longer than you do for college? That's the other thing. Any word on how long the shot clock is going to be in high school?
I don't know, but I can tell you that Massachusetts, for the girls' side, it was a 35-second
shot clock. 35,
okay,
I'm all right.
No 10-second back court violation.
Back court violation. Oh, yeah, right, that's the other thing, right.
That may have changed because that was many, many moons ago. So it's funny. This actually just happened on Sunday at the score training that I do over at the West Charleston. Is the gentleman who's in charge of scores and timers, every time he sees me, he's an older, elderly man, but he's sharp. Every single time he sees me, he goes, Coach, man, one of my favorite memories of my entire career is you at Cimarron. And what he was referring to is we had played Cimarron at our place and beat him, right? Girls basketball.
Yep.
Now we're going to their place, and their coach... going to leave his name out of the show. But
I hear you.
Didn't rub me the right way. Just an odd duck.
Like me with James Harden. But like go ahead. With
James Harden.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's coming up here in a little bit. Don't look. So whatever. We get to this game matters, like go to playoffs type thing. And we get out and it's about 4 minutes left in the first half.
Okay.
They have a 4-point lead. We're just playing basketball.
Okay.
There's no stalling, nothing. All of a sudden, he says, half court, pick up the ball. I think we were in a little zone. So my girls are looking at me, and I'm looking around. Crowd's going. I'm like, we're good. Just stay in your zone. Girl just stands there. Minute goes by.
I ain't no 5 seconds calling.
Minute and a half goes by. Looking at the coach, he's like it's 4 minutes in the first half. Like it's you're up four. We're having a good game. Maybe he just wanted to have the lead at half. Whatever he wanted to do. Whatever. So this is the part that the gentleman that I see says it was his favorite.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Moment of all time of his. So you know me, I whistle when I want to get my players' attention. I whistle. My kids know that whistle from anywhere. So I think Brooklyn was playing. Sit down.
Why did I know you were going to say that? Sit down.
Sit down. Four of my girls sat down immediately, crisscross applesauce.
Yep.
Sitting Indian style. Yep. Whatever. Yep. Just sat down. And my one girl, Stephanie, who's really smart, Stephanie Camaralinga, super smart kid. She kind of looked at me and went, I don't get it. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Trust me. Sit down.
Yeah.
So instead of taking, you know, not the integrity of the game or whatever, but I'm like, this guy's going to do this. What are we going to do? Stand there for four minutes?
Right.
Seat. So we sat down. This guy said, that was the funniest moment I've ever
Classic.
Seen. So what does the guy do? All right, let's go.
Yeah,
because now he's being made like a fool of. Like, what are we doing? We're here to play basketball. You're not going to play. We're going to sit down. And I think that's got to be on film somewhere. I got to find that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. That's classic, Dan.
And yeah.
Was he hoping he would foul him, or was he going to take it to the end, or what was his plan on that?
It was first half.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I would. But, you know what happened? If I didn't say sit down, we would have just stood there for 4 minutes.
For 4 minutes.
And let him take the last shot of the game. Well, he's going to be up 6 or 7 or
or
we're not going to get enough. There's a whole other half to play. It's not like it was the end of the game and we were down 4. I wasn't panicked. It's a 2-possession game. Right. Like, no big deal. So when we sat down, he kind of felt the heat and said, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
So my girl stood up. And actually, the funny thing is that possession, he scored.
He scored anyway. Yeah.
He scored anyways. And then, then we played for like another minute and a half. And he didn't do it again the rest of the game. But so that's my – I probably have a couple other shot clock stories, but that's the one. And every Sunday that I see this guy, he reminds me, oh, there you are, coach. Never forget. And he tells me like I forgot. You were sitting on the sideline. I was at the table. Man, I was like, this coach, all right. Let's go. And I'm like – every time I see him, he tells me the story.
Well, that's why they come up with the shot clock,
Yeah.
To get the game moving.
Yeah, so now we got the shot clock.
Well, a funny tidbit about the shot clock.
Let's hear it.
Originated in Syracuse. Some guy in Syracuse came up with the shot clock, 24-second shot clock.
Now, I've heard, and of course I was a member and an owner in the ABA, of the new ABA, I heard the ABA was the first to introduce the shot clock.
It may have, yeah. But he came up with the 24-second shot clock.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Got it. The actual. Yeah.
24. He divided something about possessions per game by how long it took to shoot the ball, something like that. You can look that up. But it has something to do with possessions per game.
Okay.
And the time in the minutes in the game and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, and you know, I reference the ABA because we played in it. I coached in it, owned a team. Yeah. They were the introducers of the 3-point line.
Yep.
Which of course now is a thing. And I just saw, I believe, I don't remember if it's the G League or the ABA already has half court is 4 points.
Yeah.
It's been like that for many, many, many moons. And there's a story there that one of our guys, from UConn, Scott Hazelton played at UConn. It was, I had actually sold the team. So it was like one of the first games after I had sold it. And, Scott Hazelton, the Boston Frenzy were down, I think we're called the Cape Cod Frenzy at that time. We're down 4 points and playing in Maryland versus the Nighthawks. Scott Hazelton hits a 4-point shot to tie the game. Ooh. With like 6 seconds left. Maryland inbounds the ball and hits a 4-point shot to win it. It's on YouTube. That game's on
That's
YouTube.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit a 4 to tie it. And then they hit a 4 to win by 4.
Wow.
In a matter of 8 seconds.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the Guinness Book of World Record for the tallest starting lineup two teams combined.
Wow.
They had Sun Ming Ming, who was 7'8". They had George Murison, who was 7'7". We had all of our big dudes. And that was something else. Well, now I'll tell you, I got a transition here.
Yeah.
You brought up Syracuse, so we're going Syracuse. Easy one for you. Easy. Undeniably.
Okay.
It's a fact that you're going to get all 10 of these.
Good.
Top 10.
I might have a brain freeze here.
All-time leading scorers for men's Syracuse basketball. Any order.
Oh, wow. Well, I might not get all 10.
You're going to get all 10. You might need a hint. With one or two, but you're going to get all 10.
Lawrence Moten.
What number do you think he is?
Oh, he's number one.
2,334 points.
Yeah, he's number one.
Poetry and Moten.
Yep. Derek Coleman
is number...
Derek Coleman, I think, is two.
Is two?
Yeah.
Look at him. 2,143.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
Sherman Douglas
is number six.
Six, yeah.
2,060. Cooking with gas, buddy. Keep him going.
You know, I don't know if he's in the top 10, but I'm going to go Brandon Trish.
No.
Oh, yeah, because he started from game one from his freshman year.
Yeah.
So Trish, I gave that one a shot. Jerry McNamara's got to be
Jerry McNamara's number four.
Yeah, Jerry Mack's got to be on
2,099.
Well, all the three-pointers that he
shot.
That he made.
That's crazy, though. Jerry McNamara, Syracuse history, fourth all-time
leading
scorer.
Man, three-point shot.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, I got to think of all these players.
Oh, you're missing some big dogs.
Did Hakeem Warrick get his name in there?
Hakeem Warrick did. He's number five.
He did get in there, yeah.
Yep, 2,073.
Yep.
He's number five.
A lot of this has to do with the three-point shot.
Not these guys.
No. Oh, the rest of them, you're not known for the three-point shot, the rest of these guys.
There's one or two that could shoot it, but not at the Jerry McNamara level. No way.
Okay.
No. And I'll tell you a little bit, couple, you know, our era type guys.
Are there a couple before that era?
As one before that era. One before us, but a big name.
Before the 80s.
Yeah.
How about
that's all right, plenty of time.
No, I would say
see, there's 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know there's so many names going through the head, like a Rafael Addison.
Nope.
Or Jim Lee, which goes way back.
That's a little bit too obscure.
That's going too far back.
These are bigger names.
Okay. Ronnie Cicely.
Nope.
No, he's not on there.
I like that guess though.
Well, he didn't play much as a freshman.
A teammate of his, though.
Was that whole team there, the 86. Not Billy Owens, right?
Billy Owens is on 10.
Even though he played 3 years?
He's number 10. That's what makes it so impressive.
Yeah, Billy Owens.
He played a fourth year.
And he wasn't, right, he wasn't, like he says, a big three-point shooter.
He wasn't a big three-point shooter. And look at the team he played with. He was playing with Sherm Douglas and Ronnie Cicely and Coleman.
Coleman, yeah.
Look at the numbers he put up playing with them.
How about Stevie Thompson?
Yes.
He is in there. See, he wasn't a three-point shooter either.
This guy. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at his names going, nah, nah.
Stevie's can score, though, man.
Almost 2000, 1956. Yeah, he can score. No, he could go, man. Stevie Thompson is one of my favorite. He reminds me of like a Joe Dumars type of player. Yeah. It's like not super flashy, but man, oh, how do you guard him?
Yeah, he can get up. Couldn't shoot the free throw too well, but. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, no, he struggled with it. He had a hitch in his. He was a lefty. He had a hitch in his free throw.
Yeah.
And it showed.
All right, so you got three to go. You got number three.
Oh, I got number three yet.
Okay. You got eight and nine, and I would say nine is a guy a little before our time.
Okay.
Number three is right around our time, maybe a little bit younger than our time.
Dad's screaming them out right now at me. Your dad ready? Man. Yelling them out.
Listen.
So before that time, how about... obviously, I was going to go way back.
And see this one. There's
no Louis Orr's not on there.
Louis Orr, no. I wish I had printed out more to tell you where those people land. Like the Cycli, is he 11? Like I only did the top 10, but
top 10. Okay.
And as you're thinking, let me tell you.
Yep.
Let me tell you a little trick about how I came up with this today.
Yep.
I used AI. It took 1 second.
Really?
I typed in. Create a list of the top 10 scorers, men's basketball scorers of all time, Syracuse. And went, boop.
Wow. Holy smoke. Okay. Man, I just had a name, too, and it escaped me there. But Pearl's not on there, is he? No. Yeah, because he only played 3 years, too.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a good guess. There's so many names that are running through my head, man.
All three are, I'll say number nine. Number three was an okay NBA player. Serviceable.
Serviceable.
Number nine was a pretty big NBA name.
Danny Shays ain't on there, is he?
Nope.
Yeah, see, that's going back too far. That's going back too far. See that whole 80s team there?
I thought for sure you'd get two of these three.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you number eight.
Well, see, a lot of these guys lately have left early, man.
I know who he is. I remember his game. I just don't remember who he played with. And he's Preston Shumpert.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Shump. He could hit the three.
Okay.
He shot some threes, I think. Yeah,
Shumpert. But, like, what era was that? Who did he play with?
I don't think that team was good back then.
Yeah,
that
he was it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's why I was trying to figure out who he played with, and I just couldn't put my finger on it.
Shump was, he was in the 90s.
90s, okay.
Shump was 90s, yeah.
So this guy at number three is around that same kind of similar time frame.
So he's right around there.
It's a lottery pick.
There's so many names. Oh, your lottery
power
pick.
Power forward.
It was a lottery pick.
Rebounding machine, scoring machine, clearly. I mean, he's number three on the list.
Yeah, wow. Played 4 years? You're not sure?
I believe so. I am not. Listen, I'm not a cuse. I'm learning.
No, you're good. So, but he was a lottery
pick. I'm pretty sure he was a senior. Yeah.
Okay.
Had a very good NCAA career, a decent, okay NBA career.
Right,
and then the older dude is.
Obviously, I'm forgetting about somebody, but is Dave Bing on there?
There it is.
Dave
Boom.
Bing, yeah.
Pow. Number nine, Dave Bing.
Yep. That's probably who my dad was screaming. Bing, Michael Dave Bing.
1,883 points, yep. Dave Bing. And, you know, it's a pretty good NBA name.
Oh, yeah. Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. Yeah. So, yeah. And this guy at the number three spot is definitely not a Hall of Famer.
How could I be forgetting number three on this list?
Oh boy, you're not allowed to go home tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna rack my head.
Sleep out in
right?
your cot so you get it right, buddy.
So we right down the list there. Everybody goes Moten,
Coleman, this person, McNamara, Warwick, Sherm Douglas, Stevie Thompson, Shumpert, Bing, Owens. Power forward, good size, block some shots, rebound the ball, double guy.
Yeah, see, I'm drawing a blank on my own guys here.
You ready? Tell me when.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
John Wallace.
Oh, J-Dub, yeah. John Wallace from Rochester. Yeah.
2,100.
Yeah, he was solid.
Points.
Well, he was right. He was with McNamara, but he was the guy that could score on that team.
He
right.
Block shots, rebound. He did a little bit of everything. D- didn't have a great NBA career. No. I mean, was he drafted by?
He was drafted by the Knicks first round. No. I was in. Kelly and I were in Cape Cod when we were doing the draft. At your house. Yeah. And remember, I said, oh, J-Dub to the Knicks, steal it a draft. I said, I couldn't believe the Knicks got it. But you know what? He didn't last because he didn't play defense.
He didn't play defense. Or either didn't or couldn't. I mean, it's a different game.
Or didn't want to, right.
It's a different game.
Different game, right.
Yeah, so how about that?
Yeah.
It's a good list.
J-Dub, yeah.
So you really got 8 out of the 10.
Yeah.
I had to give you Shump. Maybe and, 7. J-Dub.
Maybe 7 I got, maybe. I don't know.
No, yeah. I only gave you
8 out of 10, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Who wins in their prime one-on-one? Ready?
Yep.
Jason Kidd, Steve Nash.
Steve Nash.
One-on-one. Steve Nash.
Yep.
Like that. Ray Allen, Klay Thompson.
Ray Allen, Klay Thompson. Ray Allen.
I like that one, too. Scottie Pippen.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard at their prime.
Scottie Pippen. And honestly, I wasn't big on Pippen, if you can believe that. But
is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Both, I mean, elite defenders.
And yeah.
Both can kind of score. Will, I think Kawhi, in my opinion, has a little bit more range. Pip wasn't like a deep threat.
No.
And Kawhi could shoot the three. Okay, well enough.
I like Pippen's length. You know how I like length on defense.
Yeah, no. hey, listen, I'm trying to build a team just for you this year. Right?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Kyrie Irving, ready? Now, one-on-one in their prime. Kyrie Irving or Steph Curry?
Ooh, man. You know what? I'm going to go Kyrie Irving.
You know who I'm going to go? Whoever gets the ball first.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I don't know. That's a toss-up, man.
I like Kyrie's quickness, ball handling.
You ever see the video of him begging Kobe to play him one-on-one?
No.
When Kyrie was maybe a second-year player in the NBA, and they're in the gym. I'm going to shoot this to you after.
Okay.
And Kobe's like, bro, I'm not playing you. Like, and Kyrie's like, I'm not a bum. Like, I'm in the NBA. And Kobe's like, man, I'm not playing you, man. Like, you're not on my level. Like, I don't.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. And it's so funny that Kyrie's probably one of the, if you had the list of best one-on-one players in the world, Kyrie's got to be up there.
Yeah.
And Kobe was like, nope, not happening.
Remember the movie Uncle Drew?
Of course. I already know the answer to this one, but I'm going to say it anyways. Dwayne Wade.
Yep.
Versus James Harden.
Well, sitting that one-on-one, bro. I might change my thinking about James Harden when it comes to this.
Now, listen, if you go James Harden on this, it's going to show our all-time audience that although you feel a certain way, you still are going to give an unbiased opinion. On the Doo Doo and Foo
you can
show.
Tell it's already kind of unbiased because you know what I like about it.
Really think about these two's game. Again, the peak, the pinnacle of where they were, Dwayne Wade and James Harden.
You know what I like is Harden step back, of course, right?
Yeah, it's unguardable.
Holy smoke. I almost want to say Harden, but you know, I'm going to say Wade.
Okay.
And it's not biased towards Harden. Quicker to get around him. He can still hit the outside shot, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Harden does have that step back, but I don't know if he can get around. To me, I don't know if he can get around Wade as much as Wade can get around Harden and go to the cup. Well, you know what I mean?
True. Yeah.
I
don't know that Harden's a great defender. So
right, but that step back is good with Harden.
Oh, man. That four step step back?
Yeah.
Unguardable.
The non-travel call step back, yeah.
Unguardable. All right. LeBron James, Michael Jordan.
Jordan.
Not even a hesitation.
Jordan.
LeBron gets the ball first. Still Jordan.
Jordan.
I love it. How about Kevin Durant and Larry Bird?
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
It's a doozy.
Ball first, Larry Bird. Larry Bird. Yeah. Larry Bird's not missing. He's not giving up the rock.
But Durant's not giving him a 7 foot with a 7'6"
wingspan.
And
he knows
wingspan.
Larry can shoot, right? So he's going to be on him, right? But, ooh, that's a good one, man. That's a good one. Ooh, try not to be biased and going Bird, but see, I just think Bird has just been lately has been so underrated lately.
No, I agree. But
man, that's a good one.
Listen,
man.
I'm telling you right now, I love Larry Bird. Look at my hips.
Yeah,
gonna jump out of my skin. I don't think it's close. I think Durant's crushes him.
And I get it, but I think Bird's first step was deceptive. You know what I mean?
For sure, but the length of Durant to recover and. You think about
he's obviously longer than Bird, yes.
So you think about the size of the guys that Larry Bird, and again, it's a, you know, whatever. Durant's a 7 footer.
Yeah.
Is the 7 footers that Bird was playing against back then, again, it's not plumbers and electricians. That's not the argument I'm making.
Yeah.
The argument I'm making is it was Chuck Nevitt, and you know what I mean? It was like Rick Smits. Like, those were the big 7 footers. Durant is.
And you know what?
I don't know, man. Love Larry.
You know, I can go Durant too. You know why? Because obviously he's quicker than Larry.
No, you can stay with Larry. This is your list.
And
man.
He can shoot the outside shot too for a big guy, as we know, of course, right? But I can go Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. Yeah. Okay. So you went.
Whoever gets the ball. You talk about whoever gets the ball first.
That's how I feel about Steph and Kyrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How about Kobe? Versus T-Mac.
Kobe.
Yeah, it's an easy one.
Yeah.
How about AI versus Stevie Francis?
Ooh, AI, man. AI. Allen Iverson.
How about Shaq versus Kareem? Think about it. In their prime.
I'm thinking, man, I'm going Jabbar. The hook shot was unstoppable. Unguardable with the hook shot.
I think it
Shaq.
Goes right back to who gets the ball first. Shaq gets the ball. I don't know Jabbar can stop him.
Can he keep him out of the paint? But Jabbar can play D, man. He can block his shot.
Oh, Shaq, how about this one?
Yep.
Charles Barkley, Karl Malone.
Charles Barkley.
Okay. I'm just making him up off the top of my head. Man. How about this one? Dr. J versus Clyde Drexler.
Ooh. Ooh. They're like even. They're like the same basketball player. They are like the same. Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they are like the same.
Maybe Drexler because his outside shot was a little bit better.
Yeah.
Not that Dr. J's mid-range game was bad. No, he had a great mid-range game.
Yeah, he was going to the hoop.
They both can go to the rim, get up. Yeah. Ooh, that was a good one.
I know. We got a couple more. As I'm sitting here thinking about them, I'm like, let me get a few more. Tim Duncan versus Kevin McHale. The pause. He had it. It was coming out.
Because I almost said the wrong one. I'll go Kevin McHale because I think he's stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I saw some clips on him. Somebody's on Twitter putting out clips of, plumbers and electricians. And they're like, does this look like a plumber and electrician? Show me anybody in the league right now with Kevin McHale's footwork. I'll wait.
Yeah.
There's just not. There's not. I mean, Jokic has different type of footwork. Kevin McHale is just a boom, 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 boom. He's going to get an open shot. That's a tough one, man.
Yeah, it is a tough. They're like the same player, too. Duncan with the fundamentals, McHale. Obviously. Yeah.
That's a different one. How about John Stockton versus Chris Paul?
I like Stockton's game better, but Chris Paul a little bit quicker. Woo, I'll go Stockton.
Stockton, here's a recent one. Ready?
Yep.
Brunson.
Yep.
Not Rick.
Yeah, no, Jalen.
Rick's my guy. Temple University.
Yep.
Jalen Brunson.
Yep.
Shai Gilgeous. Alexander.
Jeez. SGJ, yeah. Jace. SGJ. Golly. Man, I'll go Gilchrist. Not trying to. I won't be biased on this one. I just think he gets to the cup a little bit better.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit longer.
How well does Brunson defend?
He can defend, but he can be exposed too. Mm. You know what I mean?
Because, you know, you focus so much on his ability to run the point, hit shots, create open looks for his teammates, yeah, create open looks for himself,
score
all that. But I just don't really hear a ton about his defense.
No, he can be exposed.
Same with SGA. Well, I mean, he's a longer defender, a little bit taller, a little wiry.
And that's where I think the advantage is at right there. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're going to shift to football. We got a couple minutes left here.
Yeah, shoot. All right, what time
we're going to do a blind. It's 50 minutes already. We're going to do a blind rank. We've been doing really good with these blind
right
ranks.
There. Yep. What happened? 50 minutes right there. Yep. Yeah.
We're blind ranking NFL quarterbacks. We're going to shift gears, get out of basketball for a minute.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fire off a name. You're going to blind rank them and see how your list looks at the end of this. This one will go kind of quick, though.
Should we have the audience understand what blind ranking's about?
So blind ranking, great thing. So blind ranking is I'm going to give a name anywhere 1 through 10, not knowing who the next person's going to be. So you got to be able to rank. You may end up putting somebody. I got DeJuan so good on this. We did a blind ranking when we were out the other night on hip-hop artists, recent hip-hop artists.
Love it.
And he likes Drake, but he's not a big fan of Drake.
Yeah.
And I did it where the last one he had left was number one. He thought I was going to say Tupac or Biggie.
Yeah.
And I said, Drake. Well, I control it. So I said Drake, and he had to put Drake number one because it was a blind rank. I'm like, you rank number – I'm telling the world, DeJuan thinks Drake's the number one rapper. But
well, just like a couple weeks ago, I thought Jim Brown was coming, right?
Yeah.
Number one member, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so here we go, blind ranking QBs. We're going to start with Justin Herbert.
This is 1 through 10?
1 through 10. You can only put him in one spot.
8.
Ooh.
I think a couple of more closer guys or newer guys are coming.
Let's go Jared Goff.
10.
Oh, that was without hesitation. Let's go Derek Carr.
7.
Kyler Murray.
9.
It's funny because I know who's on the list, right? And you don't. Lamar Jackson. Patrick Mahomes.
Shoot. Let's go 2. I don't know if you're going to throw an old school guy in there that's a Hall of Famer.
These are all current players.
Yeah, keep him at 2. Someone else.
Daniel Jones.
No, jeez, that I ain't known. I'm a giant guy. Had I ain't known, I'd have put him right on the bottom.
That's the whole blind rank.
What's left over there?
6.
There?
6 is your deep.
Throw him at 6.
So you got Daniel Jones ahead of Murray, Goff, Herbert, and Carr. And I know you don't know. It's the whole fun of the blind rank.
That's awesome.
So here's what you got left. 1, 3, and 4.
Okay.
Okay. Why am I missing? Oh, okay. That's a tricky one. I know you're going to put him at 4. This is Drake May.
Yeah, we'll put him at 4.
Because he hasn't...
We don't know about him.
He hasn't played it down yet.
Right, we don't know about him. Supposed to be the real deal, yeah.
So you got 2 left. You got number 1 and number 3.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Is that right?
Wait a minute. Who? Yeah. I'm forgetting somebody.
Yeah, 2 spots.
I screwed something up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is live action mistake... TV.
Oh, buddy, podcast. I've made plenty of mistakes on here.
No, you're good. Did I have Herbert in here twice? Who do I have? Derek Carr, Kyler Murray, Herbert. Yep.
You got 11 Adam on there? Holmes.
No. Jones, May, Goff, Jackson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, okay. I see.
Okay.
No, what am I doing? Anyway, yep. Joe Burrow.
Yeah. I throw him at 1 only because I already said Mahomes 2. So I'm gonna guess
he's gonna have a big year.
Burrow, yeah, healthy.
He's gonna have a big year.
So I'm gonna guess I wouldn't have put this guy above Mahomes either.
What am I doing here? I got Burrow, Carr.
I love it.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah. 3.
Herbert.
4.
Patty Mahomes.
5.
Oh, I have Herbert twice.
Herbert twice.
Well, there it is. All right, so you get to move one guy up to number 3. Here's who you can pick. Goff, Murray, Herbert, Carr, Jones, Jackson, May.
Yeah, it's Jackson.
Jackson, yeah. That's good. Now think about that. We're going to skip 5. I don't know why.
So you only got nine guys on there?
Yeah.
Hey, let's throw Aaron Rodgers right at five.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers at five.
Right off the top of the head. There we go.
See, they're sitting him.
Yeah. Well, they had a little verbal confrontation last year against the Giants, which was great. But,
so they're Aaron is out of caution with him.
Yeah, they'll still sit him. And
I mean,
when's
he
going to
do that? The whole time he's there? I just don't. He's got to play. I'm not saying
I think all these guys should play preseason.
But what are you going to? You can't protect him in game one, two, three. And I know that's what they're trying to do, is get to the playoffs and let him loose.
Yeah.
But, man, I don't know. I think his days are done.
Yeah.
We'll get on that next week. We're going to start going a little bit heavier on football. You know, a little bit more information. Maybe do some more blind ranking with football.
Yeah.
I still got this one list I have not got to in 2 weeks. I'm going to make sure I get to it next week.
We'll get to it.
So what are we at? Look at that, 55 minutes. Boom. 55
minutes.
We keep getting longer and longer.
It flows. It goes by.
It goes. Well, another good show. Today was, by the way, August 22nd. And so we got show number 23. I think we know a couple people wearing number 23 next week.
Mentioned a couple of them today. And
That might be, we mentioned quite a few of them today.
Saturday's the 24th. You know what Saturday the 24th is? Dad's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Gotta say happy birthday to Dad. Love you, Dad. Saturday. Yep.
That's Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, it's gonna be a busy week. Happy birthday.
Yep.
And we'll do this again in about 7 days.
7 days. We'll break bread Sunday and
We're going to BJ's restaurant.
We'll go from there. Yeah.
The steak salad there. Oh,
yeah.
So good. Can't wait.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
We will see you next time.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly.